News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Time now 4:36 PM. Let me just tell you. By the way, get your phone dialing fingers ready. About to give some stuff away here in a minute. But I got to tell you, folks, it's 4:36 p.m. That means it's go-home time on Memorial Day weekend. But the folks at Just Love Coffee Cafe, they're going to be open tomorrow. You want that Saturday morning breakfast? You want to just treat yourself like, okay, Saturday morning, you know what I want? I want, like, a giant omelet cooked in a waffle iron. Someone says, you're crazy. Where are you going to find that? Just Love Coffee Cafe with a giant cappuccino in a big honking cup. I mean, just listen. What a great location they've got, and one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Just Love Coffee Cafe has got great, amazing breakfast. They've got waffles. They've got omelets. They've got wraps. They've got stuffed waffles, believe it or not. They've got just, it's amazing. Think about a good Saturday morning breakfast with maybe a latte or a cappuccino or a espresso, or just get some fresh ground beans black coffee. I like that, too. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Think about Saturday morning. It might be the way to go. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, so today is a special day on Right Side. We have been, next week it will be 11 months that this show has been on. Just a mere 11 months, less than a year. Copper, hard to believe. It's been 11 months, but Woo-hoo! Then again... But I know, but then, you know, we're staring at a year, and we got big news coming about the show. Things are happening. I'll be glad to share that with you at a later time. But in the meantime, let me just say this. One of the milestones that we've been kind of staring at and just watching it happen is the fact that our podcast has really been taking off. So every single day, Copper takes a show. She segments it out. You know, she records it as we go. She segments it out. She puts it into a Dropbox for Birdman. He grabs it, uploads it to the podcast formats like everyone known to man, Podbean, Apple, Amazon, whatever you use, you can find it. Right Side Radio podcast, as of last night, cruised past the 50,000 download mark. Woo-hoo! So it is time right now. So in celebration of that, I have ordered a new round of t-shirts. So we got a batch of t-shirts. So we still have some in stock, by the way, but I had to order some more because we're running out of some of the larger sizes. But I, you know what? If you'll be patient with the mail getting to you, because they're still on order right now, I'm going to start giving away t-shirts right here on the phone. So if you want to call in and say that you are a Right Side Ruffian, 866-494-9866, you call in and tell me you're a Right Side Ruffian. We're going to start taking down addresses and giving away some t-shirts right now. We got them. We got them in stock right now. We got more on order. And I'm celebrating because, you know, 50,000 downloads. How cool is that? And people in California are listening. People in like Europe are listening. I do not get it, but I take it back. I do get it because we're solid conservative and just plain right. So let me go ahead. Copper, you highlight the names as they come up on the board because I know the phones are already ringing. 866-494-9866. And Copper, don't worry about getting too much information yet. Just put them on the board where I can grab them. All right. Let's do that. Yeah, line four, Karen. Hey, Karen, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
I'm a Right Side Ruffian.
I'm glad to hear it. Well, we got a t-shirt for you.
I tell everybody to listen to your show.
Well, thank you for that. That's part of the reason why we're still around is because of you. So thank you, Karen. We appreciate you. Karen, stay on the line. I want you to give all your contact and mailing information to Copper, and we're going to get you one of those shirts, all right? Copper,
wow.
I'm ready for line. Thank you, ma'am. All right, I'm ready for line three. Copper, you good to go on that? Highlight it. Tell me, highlight it. Is it ready? Line three, Copper. Yeah, let me grab Rose Ellen from Harvest. Hey, Rose Ellen, how you doing today?
I'm great, Phil. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. You a Right Side Ruffian?
I am a Right Side Ruffian.
Outstanding. Well, thank you for that. And appreciate you being a part of the audience. And you live out in Harvest, is that right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, it'll be awesome to have Harvest Right Side Ruffian t-shirts walking around out there. So you stay on the line. Copper's going to get all of your information. We're going to get you a shirt. All right, Copper,
thank
highlight
you,
the next one. Thank you, ma'am. Highlight the next one, Copper. Who we got next? Line two. Yeah, line two, JT from Priceville. Hey, JT, how you doing today?
Doing quite well. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You are you is you or is you ain't a right side ruffian?
Is.
Outstanding. I appreciate it, JT, and thank you much. Yeah, man, you're hang welcome. On the line. We're gonna get you your contact information, how to get you a shirt, all right?
Thank you. Good day and safe weekend.
Yes, sir, you too. All right, let's keep it moving. The lines are open, 866-494-9866. Line one, Karen from Madison. Hey, Karen, how you doing today?
I'm great, and I'm a right-side ruffian.
Yes, you are. Thank you so much. We appreciate
that. I just want to say we listened to you all over the United States this last summer.
Oh, that's awesome. So you streamed it online then, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you so much. So we and Karen, thank you so much for that. And I appreciate that's encouraging. I tell people all the time they can do that, but to hear somebody say they actually do means something. So thank you very much. And you have a great Memorial Day weekend. All right. That was Karen from Madison. I can probably squeeze in one more. 866-494-9866. Just grab the mic, Copper, and tell me what you're trying to tell me. Is that everybody?
Yeah, you got them all now. I'm getting their addresses, and then we can do another round.
All right, that sounds good. Okay, we filled up the phone lines. That's awesome, folks. I'll be honest with you. I love doing this. I mean, this is so here. I've got this eclectic resume, right? I'm still a practicing attorney. I got these years of military experience. I served in the state legislature. I was in full time ministry for a period of time. And here I am in my 50s, and this whole opportunity to come up. People say, how'd this start? I don't know, God. But the crazy thing was, if I haven't told the story in a long time, is this. I'm literally working for the Alabama Policy Institute after I left office, right? And as a result of that, I got, you know, the opportunity to sort of speak into the issues. And if somebody needed, you know, conservative commentary on a bill or whatever else, they needed background commentary, they would wind up calling the Policy Institute, and I wound up being the guy who would say something, put a press statement out, you know, get out there and speak about a bill, do a speech down in South Alabama, you know, guest appear on the radio in Birmingham or Huntsville. All that started happening several years into it, and next thing I know, Dale Jackson one day calls me and goes, hey, man, I'm going on vacation. Can you sit in for me one day? And I'm like, oh, wow, sit in for you. I don't know about this. So I lawyered up, I guess. I got stacks of stuff. Like my triple dipper stacks are pretty solid now, but then, oh, Lord, I came in with like a notebook full and had the best time. So I'm sitting in studio. That was back when Antonio was running the board, and I'm sitting there just having the best time. I'm thinking, how am I talking this long? I guess I can talk more than I thought I could. But anyway, the crazy thing was I had the best time. So last spring, March 21, Dale Jackson calls me on the phone one day. He goes, hey, and I said, hey, man. And he says, Rush Limbaugh died. And I said, yeah, you doing all right? And he goes, well, yeah, but we gotta fill 3 hours. I said, okay. And he goes, we think we want to have a radio show with you on it. And I'm thinking, what are you talking about? Well, much prayer and fasting later, bam, Right Side Radio kicked off on July 5th. I never saw this coming, never saw it. And I'm having the best time. So I hope that comes through, by the way. I hope that somewhere in there, the fact that I love what I do and love doing it with y'all bleeds through this microphone. Because I say it all the time, and I ain't kidding, man. I ain't kidding. I am serious when I say this. This show exists for the benefit of the listeners. This show exists not so I can hear myself talk in the microphone, but so I can say something that hopefully means something to somebody. And when I say that, we got what I call the four E's. The mission of this show is the four E's, that we're going to enlighten, entertain, empower, and educate you so that you've got all the facts you need to go out there and do battle with the liberals. And when someone says something by the water cooler at work, you can talk about it. And when you're sitting in Sunday school or in the fast food line or whatever the case may be, you kind of already got a feeling for what that storyline's about because you've been listening to a show that does all it can to give you the stuff you need to go out there and have those conversations or to get involved in that thing in your community. And that's where it's at, man. If the people in this audience, like for instance, right now, the Nielsen rankings show that this show is one of the top-ranked shows in North Alabama afternoons. The top-ranked, actually, conservative news talk show in North Alabama. And if that's the case, it also says we have a typical 9,500 or so people that are touched by it every week. If that kind of mobilization takes place, if Right Side Ruffians are getting involved in their community, oh man, it's going to be a whole lot more in t-shirts. It's going to be change. It's going to be impacting culture. That's why Charlene and I decided God said pivot. Go ahead in your 50s, love on those grandbabies, and pivot to Right Side Radio, and that's where we are. Copper, you got new stuff on the line? Have I got new callers? Good Lord at the callers. All right, let's do this. Copper, highlight the next one you want me to grab there, and I will go to it. I see you're still lighting them up. 866-494-9866. She probably wishes I'd quit giving out the phone number. Line two, Mick from Hartsel. Hey, Mick, how you doing today?
Just fine, Phil. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate your show.
Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate that. You a Right Side Ruffian?
Absolutely. I was also at I was at Bragg, probably a little bit before you.
No kidding.
I was there in 74, 75, and 76.
Yeah, you were there about 10 years before me, but thanks for your service. Were you with the 82nd, or what'd you do?
No, check it out, man. I was with the only non-airborne. I was with a leg unit. I think the only one in the 18th Airborne Corps. I was with the 21st MP Company, 503rd MP Battalion. And we did all the PT, we did all the training, we did everything everybody else did, but we didn't jump. And boy, we were just dogged every day for not jumping, man.
You know what? I had a friend that was there around that same time in the same unit, because he talked about what it meant to be a leg MP at Fort Bragg. His name was James Burnside. I don't know if you ever ran across him or not, but he was there as an MP around the same time frame. He wound up going special forces later, but yeah. Anyway, hey Mick, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate you being a Right Side Ruffian, and thanks for your service. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, sir. You as well. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right, line one, Chris from Decatur. How you doing today?
Hey, Phil. I'm doing pretty good, bud.
Good. You a Right Side Ruffian?
Yes, sir. I'm 100% Right Side Ruffian. I just want to say congrats on the 50,000 downloads, and here's a march to 100,000.
Appreciate it, man. You stay on the line. Copper's going to get all your info, and we'll get you one of those t-shirts that says Right Side Ruffian on it. All right.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Copper, I know we got to take a break, so tell the folks that are on the line if they can hang on through the break. I'm going to get to them as soon as we get back, but I got to do right by our advertisers, so let's do that. Just tell them and get the data you need from the rest of them that we already talked to. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, having the best time. Be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Got three callers that held on during the break, and I sure do appreciate that. So let me just jump right on them. Line four, Barry from Huntsville. Barry, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. And Right Side Ruffian as well. And thank
Right Side
you very
Ruffian.
Much, and have a great Memorial Day.
Yes, sir, you too. And we got all your information during the break, so we will get you that shirt out in the mail sometime soon, Barry. You have a great weekend. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Let me jump on the next one, Copper. I think it's going to be line three. Line three, Sherry from Madison. Hey, Sherry, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Good, good, good. Is you ain't a Right Side Ruffian?
Well, I am. My husband called into your show a couple different times, so he got me listening, and we're in.
All right. Well, I tell you what, it's a family affair now. We appreciate that. Hey,
yes,
Sherry,
sir.
Thank you so much. We got all your contact info. We're going to get a shirt out to you. It says Right Side Ruffian on it, and we appreciate you being a part of the show. Thanks so much.
Great.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Last one I got, Adam from Decatur. Adam, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
Brother Phil, I is a Right Side Ruffian, and I am so proud of you guys making 50,000. Let's aim for 500,000, because what you guys offer on a daily basis is just refreshing in a world where there truth is relative, but we know that there's absolute truth, and I'm so appreciative of all the work that you guys put into this show every day for us as listeners to grow from you guys.
Man, Adam, I'm just going to replay that over and over again so people can hear it every day. But hey, man, thanks so much. We appreciate you over in Decatur, and thanks for being a part of the audience. And you have a great Memorial Day weekend, man.
You too, brother.
All right. Well, listen, Copper, I think I got – by the way, I will say this. Mick from Hartzell, you dropped off before we could get your contact info. Maybe you lost your signal. But Mick from Hartzell, if you can call back in the next couple of minutes, Copper will get that contact info from you so we can get that shirt out to you. But I got one more caller. Let me grab it real quick. Steve from Madison. Hey, Steve. Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
Hey, Phil. Couldn't be better. Good show, bud.
Good. Thanks, man. Do you consider yourself to be a Right Side ruffian?
I'm a Right Side ruffian, despicable, deplorable, ultra MAGA.
Works for me. Sounds like you need a T-shirt. We'll get one in the mail to you here shortly, man. You have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You too. Everybody, happy Memorial Day.
All right. Thanks so much. All right, Copper. Well, thanks. Let's shut it off there. I think that's at least 10, maybe more. But yeah. All right, Copper, you get me all of that, and we'll start bagging these things up and getting shirts out to people in the next couple of days. And again, Mick from Hartzell, your signal broke up right before we got your contact info, so you just square us away on that, and we will get it out to you. Well, anyway, folks, listen, I got to tell you, as you're heading into Memorial Day weekend, it's hot out there. If indeed you find that your HVAC system is struggling, just understand this: Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, they work 6 days a week. They can even come out on Saturdays. But Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning is like your one-stop shop for all of your HVAC needs, whether it be servicing or repair or maintenance or installation. They can do it. They're a locally owned, veteran-owned business. James Vandergrift, the guy who owns the company at Vandy's, is a veteran of the war in Afghanistan, and I certainly appreciate that. Anyway, here's how you can find them. 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. All right, folks, amazing day. Have an incredible Memorial Day weekend. I mean, put your feet up, have a good time, have some hot dogs with some friends. Just enjoy the weekend. Back to it at the, Tuesday for most of you. Copper and I'll be with you. You guys have a great weekend. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right.